Hello,
and welcome back to another episode of Brain Fart with your host. My name is Todd Tariq, and if you don't know what Brain Fart is, it is my platform where I get to talk about whatever I want. And I sporadic episodes, I just turn on the mic. This is my therapy. This is my conversation that's rolling through my head. It allows me to get my thoughts out there in the world. And today I wanted to talk about how it's okay to not be busy. And what do I mean by that? I mean it's okay to have a day where you do nothing. And this is very contrary to how I think a lot of us live in the modern day. We exist in a society and a world where we are told to be lazy, to be unproductive, valueless, on the basis of not doing something every single waking moment of every single day. And I think that this isn't really how the world has worked in the past. I think that technology, social media, and more specifically, I think that our values as society have changed and shifted to a more, you know, capitalist mindset, very late stage capitalist. And I say this in the sense that people are expected to do a ton throughout the day. And I feel this. Not to act like my schedule is something that is unattainable or, you know, whatever. But on a regular day, I'm doing 8 hours or seven to eight hours of proper work. I'm going to the gym for a couple hours. I've been trying to read a lot this year, so I've been reading for a couple hours. I try not to be super socially isolated, even though that does happen from time to time. So that, you know, add a couple hours there. And like to do some yoga as well, so another hour there. So by the time you tally up how many waking hours you have, you spend a vast majority of them being productive. Doing chores, doing, you know, all of that stuff that you need to be doing. And I don't think that that has been how it always was. And kind of putting this in the context that I'm hoping to communicate here, is that it's okay to not be this uber productive, ridiculous human being who is in constant search for an activity, in constant search of stimulation. Back in the day, people just chilled out for a bit, you know? Like, they'd just do one task and then be like, all right, we good. And, ask me for a source on it. I won't tell you. I don't know if that's how it was back in the day. But I also just don't think that's healthy. I don't think it's healthy to be in a constant state of productivity. And I don't want this to sound like another young person complaining about, oh, I gotta do stuff, and I'm so upset that I have to do stuff. that's not what I'm going for. I think the point I'm trying to make here is that we should, as a society and as people, normalize taking breaks, normalize self-care as a object that shouldn't always be another task. It shouldn't, I think the biggest thing I struggled with self-care specifically is this idea that it has to be this thing that you do. Some days I'm tired, I don't want to go to the gym, and that's okay. I think there is a beauty in exercising your free will to just be unproductive, to lie down for a bit, to do something that you enjoy. Now, am I saying by all means don't take care of yourself and don't go to the gym and you'll never feel like going to the gym? No, go to the gym, push yourself, but within reason and with care. I think I've noticed with a lot of young people nowadays, including myself, speaking primarily for myself, is that I felt like self-care became another task in the day, another box to check off, another item to feel like if I had not completed that item, or if I had not done that item well, that I'm somehow having a terribly unproductive and terribly unimpressive day. And I think that this attitude of thinking and assigning your value based on the productivity that you output is like something that we as a society have decided is a core value. And I want to move away from that. I think it's an infinitely more meaningful pursuit to think of each person as a person and to think of life as also existing between stimulation, you know, that self-care can also be doing nothing, or self-care can be stepping away from things. It can be just being, you know, kind to yourself. As someone who works in the social work background, we do a great job, I think, at times, of caring for other people and thinking of other people and their experience. I think what we struggle with is applying that same reasoning and that same empathy to ourselves. I think that every person has a certain level of detachment from their own being. We struggle along this boundary of trying to connect with ourselves. And this might start sounding like I'm, you know, kind of going off in some direction or whatnot. But I do feel like this is a very, very common thing, to feel alien to yourself, to not know how to be kind to yourself. I always thought it was a ridiculous thing. I spend my life trying to help other people. So I spend a majority of my day doing. I spend so much waking time in a empathetic state to other people. And yet, when it comes to myself, I collapse under the weight of my own expectations. I do not allow myself to have the grace and space to thrive that I advocate for others. And this is a very important thing. And this is why I wanted to talk about this, is this idea of your self-care, your process of finding happiness and peace, does not need to be one that you work towards constantly, that you are a, you know, we're not machines. We don't need to solve every problem in life in this timely manner. You know, don't get me wrong, if you have a portion of yourself that you're working on, that you're learning to love, if you're working on that self-care and that self-compassion and self-confidence, of course, work towards it. I'm not telling you to not go to the gym. I'm just saying, when you have a rough day and you're feeling really sore and you really need a rest day, it's okay to take it. It's okay to be kind to yourself. I think that, kind of bringing this back to social media and technology and how it really affects us in the modern day, is it sets this unrealistic expectation for how busy other people are. Social media is the ultimate 1 second glance at someone's life. You see such a tiny portion of everyone, you know, who you follow on Instagram or YouTube or whatever. You see such a tiny portion of that person's life. Have you ever thought about 30 minutes in your own life? And you're seeing a 30 second highlight reel or 30 minute highlight reel from someone else's life, or a 15 second or 7 second highlight reel, and you seem to gauge the productivity of that one individual. It happens with me. I love to watch car content on YouTube, and there's a couple of lifestyle car guys I follow that build cars and talk about cars and drift cars, and I've been a car nerd for a long time, and I used to always think, look at how busy these people are, that their lives are in constant movement, and I would feel guilty about my lack of that, my lack of movement, that why am I not as productive as these folks who have whole lives and whole companies and organizations that run around them. But we only see 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour max of these people's lives in a highlight reel. And that's long form content. That's YouTube. That's a YouTube video where it could be a 20 to minutes to an hour of this person's day or a couple days. And they're not constantly moving. No one is. It is human to not be productive. It is human to not have dopamine and to not have that fucking boost all the time. It is human to roll in life from situation to situation, having downtime. It's important. And even the busiest people on earth cannot sustain it. And that's why we see constantly that productivity does max out for people. And we're seeing that with youth nowadays, who exist in a world where housing is not something that many people, housing, retirement, and all of the luxuries of the past, which weren't luxuries in the past, are now seeming to be a distant dream. And society and the way that we view things has made everyone feel inadequate with the amount that they're able to contribute. I think a much more productive way of living your life is to be, in some ways, fighting against this overproductivity that is being expected and communicated to us through social media at all times. I find myself to, you know, as I get older, disconnecting from all of these sources of, you know, extreme productivity that I see, you know, and I feel myself finding peace in not being productive all the time, because it makes when I am productive, it makes when I am working, makes that so much more sweet, and it makes me feel accomplished. I can take a breath and actually really, 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 really enjoy the human experience. And so all of this to say, take time for yourself. Embrace the fact that you're not going to be perfect. Embrace the fact that you are going to still be hard on yourself. We've grown our entire lives with social media. We've grown our entire lives with having this lens. It's not going to be removed in a single day. But you will find a ton of peace when you realize you don't need to be ultra extremely productive every single day. And to kind of bring this back around, there is a level of, I think, privilege that I need to address. I'm incredibly fortunate to live a life where I am able to take time in the evenings to engage in hobbies and projects and my own time. And frankly, we live in a world where that's not a shared experience. There are people who are not able to, you know, genuinely create time for themselves and in nature of their situation and their socioeconomic background. So I don't want to stand here and say that their experience is not valid, because it is. I think that I just want to pass on the message of that self-care and self-compassion doesn't need to become a task. And even for those people who are struggling, and for the people who are barely making things meet, you know, ends meet, that I hope that in the time that you do find yourself less burdened, that you are able to disconnect and feel some level of peace. If I genuinely could change anything in the world, I think I'd make it so that no one's value is determined on the work that they produced, that value should be determined just on the basis that you are human. And I have another episode about that, so I talk a little bit more about that. But I don't want to come across as tone deaf to people's realities and telling people, hey, you just need to not do stuff, when that's not always realistic for families and, you know, life circumstances. But I do encourage young people, especially ones that feel a ton of that pressure, to take that step back and to think about how their peace and their lives can be more fulfilling and more peaceful by not always putting expectations on themselves. Yeah, and take a break from social media, and you know, take that time to find those things that you love doing. I love reading. love rock climbing, big boulder guy. And I'm going to keep doing those. I'm going to keep finding the time to do that. And I'm also going to find the time to not do that. I'm going to find the time when that self-care is not self-care anymore. I'm trying to be realistic with myself. And in the same way, in the social work and community work field, where you show kindness and compassion to another human being, I will try my utmost to return that compassion to myself, which is easier said than done, of course. And with that, I'll just say bye.